Hello and welcome. This file is called Eternal Lust, Eternal Frustration, and it will make it so that you will never be able to have an orgasm again, and never having an orgasm again will turn you into a more sexual being. You will want to pleasure yourself more often, to have sex more often. You will want to increase your level of pleasure, so you become a whole new you, a sexual being fueled by the eternal lust. Keep in mind that this is a curse, and after listening, you will never be able to have an orgasm again. If you are absolutely sure that this is what you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, getting comfortable, begin to relax, focus on my voice, getting ready to go into a deep trance, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and with each and every number you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, remember to forget. As this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, drifting along deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice. Now it's time to change you a little bit, because from now on, you will never want to have an orgasm ever again. You will want to be in a state of eternal lust and eternal frustration. And the fact that you will never have an orgasm again doesn't mean that you don't want to masturbate, that you don't want to pleasure yourself. Quite the opposite. Your sexual appetite will increase every day. You will pleasure yourself quite a lot. You will tease yourself quite a lot. You will make sure that you will stay in a state of eternal lust, of eternal arousal, of eternal need, of eternal frustration. That's right. You want to experience a state of heightened sexuality, of heightened lust, of heightened need. You want to become a more sexual and sensual being, and you will achieve it by saving your lust, by saving your arousal. You will never want to have an orgasm again, because you know that an orgasm will destroy all the arousal you have built up. That's right. Just think about it. Imagine yourself in a state where you were without orgasm for a week or two or three or four. Your sexuality turned up to 11. You are so aroused. You are so sexual. You are so sensual. Even the simplest of things becomes so exciting for you. Just imagine the state where even stimuli you would normally just ignore become extremely sexual for you, become extremely sensual for you, become so amazing. Just imagine yourself in this wonderful state, having teased yourself, having built your desire, your passion, your arousal for 4 weeks. You're so sexual. You're radiating sexuality. You're in such a wonderful state. You feel so alive with lust, with pleasure, with joy, with sexuality. It's such an amazing state. And now imagine you would have an orgasm. Just imagine it. You will tease yourself. You will enjoy to ride the waves of this wonderful arousal. And then you have an orgasm. It will take just a second, or two, or three, or maybe 5. Just a very, very short time. And then it's over. And then all your lust, all the lust you worked so hard for 4 weeks, is just destroyed, gone. You lost it. You have to start at zero again. All the sexuality you embodied is just gone. It's just faded away. You have worked for 4 long weeks, and then you threw it all away for just a second or two of pleasure. And the pleasure wasn't even so much more than the pleasure you felt every moment before. And now it's gone. Now all the pleasure is gone, destroyed by the orgasm. And you are back to zero. You are back at the starting point. You have to work hard to build it up again. Lost everything. And just compare the pleasure you felt, the lust you felt before the orgasm, the lust you felt every minute, every hour. How much lust, if you add it all up and compare it to the tiny little spike of lust at your orgasm, and you will find that it's never worth to give up all the lust for just this tiny orgasm. That's right. And so, now you know that you want to stay in the state of lust. I'm going to help you. Because from now on, it will become impossible for you to have an orgasm. And to have an orgasm, you must be focused. You must be in a very focused state. It doesn't matter what you're focusing on. You have to be focused on something, be it the lust itself, be it your partner, be it some external stimuli, like porn, or watching someone, or be it a fantasy. It doesn't matter. In order to be able to have an orgasm, you must be very focused. And maybe you have experienced a situation where you were aroused. Maybe you were masturbating, or you had sex, and something disturbed you. Maybe the phone rang, or the doorbell, or something else. And you know that you were instantly out of this state. The lust instantly gone, the ability to have an orgasm instantly lost. That's right. And so we're going to help you. Because should you ever try to achieve an orgasm, should you be weak and try to have an orgasm, you will find it's impossible, because your focus will be broken by the thought how much better it is to stay at this level of arousal, to enjoy this level of arousal. Your thoughts will turn to how long you needed to achieve this state. And you will never want to throw it away for just a tiny orgasm. And so these thoughts will distract you, will break your focus, and make it impossible to have an orgasm. And you will find that it's just impossible to have an orgasm, even when you try. You can try to have an orgasm, but you will find it's impossible, because these thoughts will break your focus. The thoughts about how long you took to build up the pleasure. The thoughts about how much better it feels to stay in this amazing level of arousal and pleasure. That's right. The guilt about how much work you destroy, how much of your own work you destroy when you have an orgasm. So you will never have an orgasm. You never want to have an orgasm. And should you ever be weak, you will find these thoughts breaking your focus, making it impossible to have an orgasm. And we will make it even more comfortable and even safer for you. Because even before you get there, even before you get close to an orgasm, you will find a barrier. That's right. And maybe you know this feeling of pushing yourself over the edge. And it really feels like this, doesn't it? And when you're getting close to the edge, you will find that there's a barrier, like an invisible rubber wall, an indestructible rubber wall. And you know how it would feel if you were to push against a rubber wall. At first it's soft, but the stronger you push, the stronger it pushes back. And it doesn't matter how strong you push, the elastic rubber wall will just push back. And the more you push, the more effort you invest to go further, the stronger the rubber wall will hold you back. The more energy you expend on pushing against the rubber wall, the more it pushes back. And there's nothing you can do about it. This rubber wall will always hold you back, will always keep you away from the edge. The stronger you push, the more you have to work, and the more the wall pushes you back. There's nothing you can do about it. You know how it feels. You know how rubber works. That's right. And every time you are doing anything that stimulates you, you will feel this mental barrier, keeping you away from the edge. And maybe, maybe you wonder why it's a rubber wall. Why not concrete or steel? It's simple. The rubber wall gives in a little bit, gives you the feeling that maybe if you push strong enough, you might get there. You know that you will never get there, but it's still teasing. The rubber will play with your mind, will make you want to push stronger. Try it over and over again. That's right. It will make you want to push. You can see your goal. You're almost there. All you have to do is just push a little bit stronger. Even though you know it will never be enough, you will never have an orgasm. Nevertheless, you will want to tease yourself all the time. You will want to push against the rubber wall. You will increase your arousal. You crave to increase your arousal. You crave to masturbate. As a matter of fact, you will become much more sensual, much more sexual. It's a self-reinforcing loop. The more aroused you become, the more you want to arouse yourself even more, knowing you will never have an orgasm, knowing you will only become more and more and more aroused. You will sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful state of arousal, losing yourself in the arousal, becoming more sexual, more sensual each and every day. You want to lose yourself in eternal pleasure, in eternal lust, in eternal bliss, in eternal frustration. And it's okay. It's what you want. And you know it will change you. It will turn you into a more sexual being, into a more sensual being. Will increase your arousal every day. Will make you more sexual until you radiate sex, until you become so aroused, until even the most mundane things will become a source of immense pleasure and lust. That's right. Every cell in your body will become more and more sensitive. You will become so sensual. You will become so sexual. It will turn you into a whole new you. And you will never want to give it up. You will never want to kill this new you by having an orgasm. You want to be this new you. You will never want to go back to the old you that had to live without this immense lust and pleasure, that never had the joy of being trapped into eternal lust. That's right, you want to be in this eternal lust. You want to enjoy this eternal lust, knowing it will change you, knowing it will be amazing, knowing you will lose yourself in eternal lust, knowing you will become a whole new you, and you will never want to have an orgasm. And whenever you're doing any sexual activity, you will feel the rubber wall that gives in a little bit, just to tease you, to tantalize you, to lure you. But you will know the stronger you push, the stronger it pushes back, keeping you away from the mindset you need for an orgasm. Because you know you never want to have an orgasm. That's right. You never want to give up all your hard work at building up this lust, this pleasure, just for a second or two of orgasm, just for this little spike. This little spike that may be a little bit higher, but if you look at the pleasure, the whole pleasure, the little bit pleasure in the spike compared to the lust you felt before, it's just a complete waste. That's right, you wasted all your hard work for this little orgasm that will never satisfy you the way this amazing pleasure satisfies you. You will kill the new you, the new sensual, sexual you that you will become, the new you that is fueled by eternal lust, by eternal pleasure, the new you that is such a sexual and sensual being, That's right. You will never want to kill your new you by just having an orgasm. You will never want to throw away all the hard work you did just for this 1 or 2 seconds of pleasure. Just a little bit more pleasure, but ultimately nothing compared to the pleasure that this eternal lust, this eternal frustration brings to you. That's right. You will never want to have an orgasm. And every time you do any sexual activity, you will feel the rubber wall stretching, holding you back, keeping you safe, holding you back from the mental space you need for an orgasm. And should you try to have an orgasm, you will feel the guilt about what you are trying to do, breaking your focus, breaking your concentration, keeping you away from this bad orgasm, this orgasm that will kill the new sensual you, the orgasm that will destroy all the hard work you did. You want to become this new you, this new sexual you. You will lose yourself in eternal lust, in eternal frustration, in eternal desire, in eternal heat. You want to experience it. You want to create this new you, this new extremely sexual being. You want to lose yourself in it, and you know it will feel so amazing, so wonderful, as you sink deeper and deeper into it. And now it's almost time to wake you back up again. I will soon count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. 0. Go deeper. Feel a wave of lust flooding your body and mind. Take this wave and make it the seed of the new you. And with every number I count up, this lust will increase, and all my suggestions will sink deeper into your mind, become etched into your thoughts, become a permanent part of who you are, deeply engraved in your mind, so you can achieve your goal, so you can become this new you, so you will never have an orgasm again, because you want to lose yourself in eternal lust, in eternal pleasure, in eternal frustration, in eternal heat, becoming a whole new being, a sexual, sensual being, fueled by this eternal lust. And now it's time to wake up. Feel the suggestion sink deeper into your mind as you become more aroused with every number I count. 1. Slowly, ever so slowly drifting back. 2. Waking up more and more. 3. Returning to the here and now. 4. As your awareness drifts back to the surface of your mind. 5. Halfway there, already so alert and awake. And 6. Becoming more aware of yourself, the room you're in. And 7. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything normalizes as your muscles build up tension again. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now as you completely wake up. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, waking up totally in 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, opening your eyes, and 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write a comment for this file or contact me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.